Where are you from?
I was born in Belarus, and since the age of 20 I moved to Moscow, and after that I moved to Shirobindo Ashram for 1 year, and then since 2007 I'm in Oroville. Okay. So I'm Orovillean.
How long ago did you play the bell?
Since the end of 2007, the instrument came here. It was actually my project, my first project in life. I was searching for something to bring from Russia so that could be put in the international zone where the mother had the idea of this national pavilion should be there that would represent national souls. So for me, this was the search of the Russian soul, and this is what came as an answer in a very interesting way. Like, it was first I bought the CD, I was enchanted, and then immediately I found the person who made the CD and made a contact with him, and eventually I invited him to Oroville, and he came here and made these bells as a gift for the Russian pavilion.
So it means before 2007 you have never played?
No. And actually, not. I saw the instrument in the 2005, 2006, and I was able to be near the instrument in Moscow in 2006 and spend some time there. But of course, I never had a set on my own. When I came to Oroville, I asked the bellmaster to make a small set for me so that I can show to people, planning that when I show, some people may get interested, and eventually that it would come to Oroville in this way.
And did you play other instruments?
When I was a teenager, between 15 and 18, I played the guitar. That's it. That's all my musical experience, more like self-taught.
And what did you feel about this evening? Many people are listening to you with the full moon.
It's actually a first experience near the ocean, first of all. And the moon was amazing, extremely beautiful, and I was actually playing and dedicating my playing to the moon also. And I was initially a little bit afraid. I didn't know how the sound of the ocean would combine with the sound of the bells, especially since you have so much wind here. So I want to ask you, how was it?
For the public it was amazing. Everybody was very quiet watching you. It was very, very great. And did you compose this music at the with your feelings, or did you write it before?
This is, everything comes as improvisation. Yeah? So this musical gives the very unique possibility to freely explore the world of sound in connection with your inner feelings. So basically what I feel inside, that I play.
And do you sometimes play with different musicians, like guitar, or always alone?
I had experience with voices and with flute. Some other musicians came with saxophone once. So actually people come and they try, experiment. It's very beautiful with voice, with human voice. So when people sing Om with the bells.
And how many hours each day do you practice? And how often do you offer concert in Oroville?
Usually I've been honored to be invited to Matrimandir Amphitheater on the 1st of January. Like last 5 years I've been given 1st January meditation in the evening. And sometimes I also invited there, there is a musical offering for the mother's birthday. And otherwise, more than 4 years I've been having open sessions in the Unity Pavilion. The idea that I brought this instrument so that people can come and play together.
So you can also give...
So I offer usually, like today is dark, so I didn't start this, but usually the open session means, or meditative session means, that I introduce the instrument, I play about 20-25 minutes in the beginning to give the feeling what can be done with the instrument, and then I invite people to play themselves. So at least 1,000 people from different countries already play this instrument together.
It's very nice. And what is your next project, if you have?
I keep still the sessions, meditative sessions at Kripa. Usually they happen on Mondays.
Every Monday all the year?
At the guest season it was every Monday or Tuesday. And now since we are preparing for a trip, so I believe in April I will still give every Monday.
Okay.
End of March. Now we are end of March, so it will be... Yeah.
Yeah. And so another project? Do you have another project?
Yes. I actually, thank you for your question. I am developing a kind of So far it is called One Human Instrument Project. Yeah, when I give each one person one plate, and a group of 12 people, 16 people, I invite them to create harmony together. And we did a few projects like this, two in the Matrimandir. There was this 12-12-12 event. 12 people played together, and in the Matrimandir amphitheater.
So it's spontaneous?
Also, it is spontaneous. It is the sound spread out in the space. And it is like a self-conducted orchestra. I do not tell people, play this or play that. As they communicate with the sound and communicate with the feeling of harmony and communicate with other sounds, yeah, and try to feel when they're fitting to create more harmony. So this is like, for me, it's like exercise in collective harmony.
So they join, one people is playing and another one joins?
And in the end, all people are playing. 12 people, each one having one plate.
At the beginning, just one, and after everybody?
No, it's practically we start as a group, we ring in circle, one by one, and then we spread in the space. We did a few projects in the international zone, in the international house, ex-American pavilion. And there were already a few times we gathered at the African land, because this is instrument is a kind of invocative. Yeah, so in the African land, I gave to African people, and they started playing their rhythms, their native rhythms, and it totally matched. You know, they were able to connect with some. Even though in the beginning they said we are not musicians, we don't know much about our rhythms. In the end, it sounded all like, you know, I was around the bonfire in Africa. So, yeah, I believe expanding gradually in this way. Brazilian people play this instrument. The Russian group came. We met at Savitri.
1,000 people. You said
1,000 people during. The open sessions in Unity Pavilion. It was more than 1,000. I didn't count. Yeah. It's average as many sessions, because I gave totally over 100, more than 100 sessions.
Okay.
Over 4 years, much more than 100 sessions. So. With the groups, of course, it's expanding much faster, because when it is the instrument, it's only like 3-4 people can play at the same time.
Yeah.
And then when there is this group practice, then up to 16 people can play
at the
interact.
Center.
So it's a kind of interacting through sound. I need not know your language, but I can communicate with you on the level of this inner harmony, because we all have this capacity to hear and to resonate with what is beautiful.
Okay, thank you very much, and congratulations.